26 January 1947. Shiva Bhakta Sundaramurti. Yesterday, while Bhagavan was going through Tiruchuli Puranam, spoke thus regarding the events connected with the visit of Sundaramurti to this holy place. The Venerable Sundaramurti, born in the Amsha part of Alala Sundara, who emanated from the reflection of Lord Shiva, with the Soma Shekara, with the moon in his crown, acquired the friendship of the Kerala king, Cheraman Pirumal Nainar, in the course of his wanderings as a pilgrim. Then they both went to Madurai on pilgrimage. The Pandian king, as well as his son-in-law, the Chola king, extended a very warm welcome to them and expressed their happiness at being their hosts. Sundaramurti worshipped God. Sundareshwara, the husband of the goddess Meenakshi, and sang the praise of the god with his poetic skill. Accompanied by the Chera king, he visited and worshipped at the sacred shrines of the south, namely Tirukutralam, Tirunelveli, and Rameshwaram. From there, he visited the sacred shrine of Tirukadeshwara in the Lanka Dwipa, Ceylon, and offered worship. There he remembered Tirushulapuram, Tiruchuli, which is the Muktinagar, city of salvation, and proceeded thither. As they approached that city, the crowd saw them both resplendent as though the sun and the moon appeared at the same time. Sundaramurti was happy to have the darshan of Lord Bhuminatha and offered worship with the song, beginning with Unayir Puhalei, and was overwhelmed with devotion. He decided to stay in that holy place for a while, and so resided in a mutt monastery on the bank of the river Kaundinya. One night, during his stay there, Lord Shiva appeared to him in a dream with a ball in his hand. Ball is a symbol of kingship, and a crown on his head, as a youth of incomparable beauty, and with a smile dancing on his lips, and said, "We stay in Jyotivan, Kaleshwara." On hearing these words, Sundaramurti woke up with excitement and recollected the glorious kindness of the Lord who appeared and showered benevolence on him and narrated the wonderful vision to the Chera king with joy. There and then he sang, overwhelmed with devotion, the Tevara Padikam on Lord Kaleshwara, commencing with the words, Tondar Aritoralum. From there they started to visit the far-off holy place, Tirupunnavayil, and even as they started, God Kaleshwara, who had appeared in the dream of Sundaramurti, and Amba, approached them in the guise of an old Brahmin couple. When Sundaramurti asked them, "Who are you? Where do you come from?" they replied, "We shall talk about that later. First, give us food. We are hungry." Sundaramurti consented and got food prepared and looked for the couple to serve it to, but they were not to be seen anywhere. All the lanes and by-lanes of the village were searched, but they could not be found anywhere. They came back to the mutt, only to find that the food that was cooked had all disappeared, and the leaves in which the food was eaten were thrown all over the yard. Sundaramurti was wonderstruck and exclaimed, "Ah! What a wonder is this! What can this be except the Leela, game, of the Lord of the universe?" As he arrived at this conclusion, he heard an invisible voice, "Where do you intend going without seeing us that reside in the Jyotivana?" Sundaramurti was wondering where that Jyotivana was and how to go there, when the invisible voice once again said, "We are proceeding there on the vehicle of the sacred bull Nandi. You may also come there, following its footsteps." Sundaramurti followed the footsteps accompanied by the devotees there, but suddenly the track disappeared. As he stood there in confusion, the invisible voice was heard to say, "Look carefully." As he followed carefully the footsteps, he saw a particular place full of Shivalingas. There was no space even for a single step forward, and he and the other devotees stood there in confusion. Suddenly, he saw a narrow footpath, and they followed it, on and on, until at last they beheld the temple of Kaleshwara. They all took their bath in the tank in front of the temple, and, as they were thinking of going into it, all of a sudden, the temple with its tower disappeared. Sundaramurti was wonderstruck and sang some songs in praise of the Lord, conveying the idea, "Is this the result of my not having come for worship in your temple before bathing?" At once, a whole view of Jyoti light appeared, and the view of the peak of a temple tower, and then the temple itself with its compound wall. He was overjoyed, had a darshan of God, worshipped Him, and sang songs in praise of Him, and then proceeded on his pilgrimage. This is a wonderful story. There are many more stories of Him, said Bhagavan. He is the same Sundaramurti that was referred to in my letter printed earlier under the heading, Swami is Everywhere, number 70. His story is given in detail in the Sanskrit works Shiva Bhakta Vilasam, Upamanya Bhakta Vilasam, and in the Telugu works Pandita Radhya Charitra and Bhasava Puranam of the poet Palakurti Somanath. Bhagavan told us once before that the devotion of Sundaramurti to the Lord is that of a friend, Manika Vachikar, that of the beloved, Appar, that of a servant, and Sambandar, that of a son.